But first, it's Fight Night, Corona Fight Night at the Bomb Factory. It's my favorite event of the year that we do here at The Ticket. Should be a lot of fun. And joining us now on The Ticket Hotline with tips for all of the P1s who are getting into the ring tonight, it's the legendary fight trainer, Mickey Dundee. Good morning.
Good morning to you guys out there.
Well, we can't thank you enough for coming on here and sharing your expertise.
I trained about 53 of the greatest fighters of all time. I'm talking your Rocky Marcianos, your Muhammad Ali, your Psycho Dave. All the greats, I tell
you. You trained Psycho Dave?
Yeah, Gentleman Jim Corbett.
Oh, you've trained them all.
Too. Even that hot Von Erich daughter. I trained her, too.
Well, did you train any of these fighters for tonight?
Can I say something here?
Sure.
I want to encourage all parents to get their kids into boxing because boxing is a great, great sport that teaches you life skills, like how to beat the hell out of another human being to within an inch of their life. All kids should know about that.
That's an important life skill.
Plus, it teaches your kids a lot about CTE. You got to pick it up. You're going to pick up a lot of CTE knowledge along the way.
Okay, I guess that's sound advice for parents.
All right, tip number one, what we're going to do here. First of all right, you guys standing up, I want you to keep your feet wide. You guys standing in the studio?
Yeah, we're going to do this.
Feet wide, okay.
All right, just keep your feet wide. That gives you more of a foam stance.
A right, what? Right?
A foam stance.
Foam stance. Foam. Yeah. What?
Huh?
Keeps you on a solid base, right?
Right.
All right, second of all, I want you to lead with your chin. Lead with your chin.
Really?
Science fact of a scientific nature that the chin is one of the boniest areas in your lower face.
Mm-hmm.
It can absorb over 3 times its weight in blows. So lead with the chin.
So get that out ahead of our hands.
Yeah, ahead of your hands. You want that ahead of your hands.
Wow, okay.
If your hands are in front of your chin, you ain't boxing right.
This is what you taught Ali?
Oh, yeah. All right. Now then. Third thing, throw punches toward your opponent from the left and the right.
Okay.
Both sides. Now, this will keep them alert until you beat them into unconsciousness. So that's what you want in your opponent, alertness, then unconsciousness.
Which one do I lead with, right or left?
It doesn't matter. Are you left-handed or right-handed?
Right-handed.
Okay, then you throw both punches at once.
I ain't going to put anything into it. You can't do that.
Yeah, you can. You sure as damn can. All right. Now, if your opponent is free, get those legs a little wider there, George.
I got him. I'm almost doing the splits.
If your opponent is female, you punch him right in the labia.
Got it. Right. We're not having those bouts.
Now, if it's a male, your opponent's male, you punch him in the penis.
Okay, that's called below the belt. That's not legal.
It's a sensitive area. Well, this is the thing. You pull that penis up above the belt before you hit it.
Okay.
Yeah, that sends a message of dominance in the boxing ring.
You don't have time to do that in the ring.
All right, here's another tip for you. Run away from your opponent for about the first 7 rounds or so. Just run for your life. Tire your opponent out.
Put your back to him and run.
Yeah, and then after they're tired because they've been chasing after you, trying to throw a punch at you, after they're all good and tired, that's when you crack a piece of fence over their backs.
This sounds like wrestling more.
All right. Listen up. Get them legs a little bit wider there, George.
All right.
Wider.
All right.
I want them so wide that your ball sack's almost kissing the canvas. Right?
It almost is.
All right. Pack your gloves with anvils. Your gloves with anvils because the anvil is over 12 times as hard as your opponent's face.
That sounds illegal.
If you can, sneak some nunchucks in the ring.
Also illegal.
I distract the ref. You just go to town on the other fighter's family. They'll be sitting out there somewhere in the audience.
Yeah, how heavy an anvil? Like a 50-pound anvil or what?
Nah, that's too heavy. About 25 pounds.
Okay.
25-pound anvil in each glove, that ought to do the trick. Now, this is my final tip. It always helps if you kidnap one of your opponent's family members just to send a message throughout the match that if you take too much punishment from your opponent, Granny's going to get the blade in the basement of a nearby Italian.
Okay.
You can't.
I like that.
That's just a tip.
Don't like that.
You're going to distract the opponent.
And finally, my biggest piece of advice. You listen to me, right? I'm Mickey Dundee. I trained all the great fighters.
Yeah. Right, right.
Biggest piece of advice. Uh-huh. And this goes to males, females, whoever's listening. Whether you're a fighter or you're not a fighter, there's a boxing lesson that applies to all of life. Smell it up.
That's right.
Smell it all up.
All of it.
You hear me? Smell it all up. If you do one thing in this life, lads, you gotta smell it all up.
Sound advice.
Well, there you go. Trainer extraordinaire from the world of boxing, Mickey Dundee.